This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As social media and its impacts on American teens is getting a lot of attention from lawmakers lately, Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says today the U.S. does need legal reforms when it comes to those companies.
Privacy legislation. We're one of the few countries that doesn't have a federal privacy policy that fits the sophistication of these tech companies.
On CNN's State of the Union, Klobuchar also suggested that breaking up Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp would be good for the market and help make it more competitive. Also on State of the Union, Facebook VP Nick Clegg said the company's working on several things that would make Facebook and Instagram a better place for teens.
We can't change human nature, and what we can do is change our product, which is exactly what we're doing.
Clegg says they'll soon roll out a feature that pushes kids away from harmful topics. And this is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Encouraging news from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says it appears the U.S. is turning the corner when it comes to COVID-19.
Certainly going in the right direction. That's the good news, and we have to just be careful that we don't prematurely declare victory.
The chief White House medical advisor is speaking on CNN's State of the Union and saying the numbers will continue to improve in terms of case counts and seven-day averages, especially if more and more people do finally get the shots if they haven't already. Fauci also says outdoor trick-or-treating should be perfectly fine this year, though people may want to be extra careful with any indoor Halloween gatherings. Hundreds of Southwest Airlines flights are still being canceled and delayed because of air traffic control issues and some disruptive weather. Southwest didn't state how many flights were affected, but FlightAware says it canceled over 1,000 flights across the country Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The San Francisco Federal Reserve President Mary Daly says COVID-19 is still impacting the U.S. economy, telling CBS's Face the Nation that right now the rise in costs of everyday items is directly linked to supply chain issues being felt nationwide. She says once the country's finally passed the pandemic, it will see the sort of economy it's more used to. She says holiday shopping could be a bit of an issue this year with delays and maybe some price hikes because of the supply of products across the board. And for U.S. Say Radio Nay. Cotton prices the highest they've been in 10 years as prices reached $1.16 a pound on Friday, hitting prices last seen in 2011. Unlike then, though, the brunt of this spike isn't expected to be on retailers, but is being passed along to consumers. The man who brought us Captain Kirk says he's disappointed, but it's okay that his real-life trip to the edge of space is being delayed slightly because of the weather.
I am Captain Kirk!
William Shatner making the trip, as we reported a few days ago, but now Blue Origin says all vehicle mission requirements have been met, and the astronauts started some training today, but because of the forecast winds on Tuesday, the launch will be postponed today to Wednesday, so takeoff is now scheduled for Wednesday the 13th at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. It's our commitment to you as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Hey, Phil, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice, Bill, and great to be tackling some of the big issues we're facing in America and around the world.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that you've been traveling. I was down in Miami at Trump's Doral this past weekend with a group of conservatives. It was nice to laugh again, Phil. You know, there's just something about, you know, conservatives versus Democrats. Democrats are just very sourpuss, you know. Things just aren't going their way or enough going their way. And it's amazing how they, how it affects their attitude. But when you're around conservatives and Republicans, you know, Mike Flynn was there, which you had at the church there in Anaheim Hills a couple of months ago. You know, Mike Flynn and some other noted people, Dinesh D'Souza. And it was just good fun. And people were laughing and they had smiles on their face, even though, you know, the country, as some would declare it, is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, for the most part, just a level of optimism and a level of, commitment to get this country back on its constitutional foundings.
Mm-hmm. I think you make a good point on attitude. You know, there is a sour demeanor that follows a negative outlook on life. And I really believe that, and I believe this with all my heart, that communism and socialism, you know, they have their roots in Hegel and Karl Marx, et cetera. And there is very demonic. And what you see, mm-hmm. what's happened, what communism has done worldwide over the last, let's just say, 120 years, it's been very demonic.
The millions of deaths alone associated with communism and Marxism. I mean, if that isn't an eye opener, and then you got these young kids thinking, oh, you know, America should be a Marxist nation. It's like, wow, what part of history did you miss out in school?
Well, I think it's always the lure of free stuff. I mean, this is how, you know, this is how the government sucks you in. I'm going to give you free stuff. I'm going to pay your college debt off, for example. Well, if you're sitting on, you know, $50,000 or $100,000 college debt, why wouldn't I? I'm going to go with the guy that's going to help me out without thinking long term, which is, you know, that's the fool and his folly. You know, who's going to pay for that? Well, you are and your children's children, and they're going to pay for it in different ways that are going to restrict your freedoms because that's what they do.
Right.
So I think that's how we have to, you know, we have to kind of educate and help people understand that this isn't, there's nothing free in life.
Exactly.
That just doesn't happen.
Well, they continue to buy people's votes, and people keep giving them their votes for what they're selling, and which is amazing to me because, like you said, you know, today it's It's free schooling. I mean, yesterday it was free health care, which never really amounted to anything. I mean, look at Obamacare. What a mess. And, you know, but it was all under that same delusion. And why people can't seem to connect the dots here. And interestingly enough, even with all these vaccine mandates and everything, you know, with this new Green Deal that's being proposed, $3.5 billion, interesting that it's about the same number of pages as Obamacare, you know, 2,800, 2,700, it starts with. But then you got all the regulations, which exponentially grows that paper to thousands and thousands of sheets of paper that you have to be a full-time attorney with nothing on your hands but to, you know, go through these different aspects to, you know, to be empowered and to draw out of it, you know, what the Democrats and what Joe Biden wants to do. And it, at the end of the day, to your point, it's all about restricting our choice and our freedoms and putting the government in control, because it is their belief, Phil, that we just don't have enough intelligence, you know, that we're just a bunch of stupid people and that we need the likes of Joe Biden to control our lives because he's such a perfect human specimen, right?
Yeah, and, you know, this mindset is not new. I mean, a lot of people think all of this is new, but it's not new. Like we said, it reaches itself back into the 1800s, really. But there's a lot of things happening here. We just ran an article today on population growth and what's behind a lot of the things we're talking about today. Well, it is a zero population growth. So you've got a Pennsylvania, you know, representative who is promoting three children, then mandatory vaccination afterwards. Well, did you ever think you'd hear those words come out of the mouth of somebody in a Western nation, let alone in the United States of America? But if you reach back, I mean, Roe versus Wade was not ultimately a women's right movement. It was a zero population movement. Planned Parenthood, a zero population movement. These are things that are happening because there's a mindset that the planet cannot hold enough people and that we're going to kill it. And the goal is a net zero greenhouse emission. And so what's the best way to do that? Well, we have to get rid of people.
Yes,
not
exactly.
Only are we going to spend a lot of money, but we're going to get rid of a lot of people. And then those of us who are enlightened, as you say, you know, that they claim, are going to be able to navigate the ones that are left. I personally believe COVID is a population growth virus that was created in the lab. Because look who's hit the hardest. It's not the young and the healthy. It's who? Well, it's those who have a secondary problem. So what do we got? We're back to evolution. We're back to Darwin saying only the fittest will survive.
Exactly. Survival of the fittest.
So you've got multiple things that are pointing to not a conspiracy theory, but it's pretty much fact of what I just said.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for people that might be surprised, I mean, they've heard maybe, if you've studied any kind of history, Margaret Sanger, a eugenicist, which is all part of the genesis of Planned Parenthood, and also why, I mean, it was determined by Margaret Sanger and others that there were too many blacks on the planet. And look at the bottom line. I was talking with, with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the political scientist out of Kentucky, and he said, you know, you look at the black population, where it was before abortion and where it is now, I mean, there's no question whatsoever that Margaret Sanger has been successful and the abortionists have been successful. They have culled the herd because look at the number of black people, what they were projecting to be and where they are in actuality post-abortion.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. You know, the Duke and the Duchess, Meghan and Harry, have just got an award for only having two kids. And here's the award, the special award from a pro population control charity for only having two kids. Well, does that not scream of what we're talking about here? Because that's a zero population growth. If I have two kids, I'm not increasing. I'm just kind of Xing out my negative contribution to planet Earth.
Right. So, I mean, you've got to watch your carbon footprint, including the number of children that you produce out there, according to people. And, you know, I started to say that even Bill Gates has made that declaration in his brilliance that he does not believe that the country, that the world can sustain the population, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, you know, and I would really hope that he would not populate any more of him. That's for dang sure. We don't need one Bill Gates on planet Earth. That is plenty.
Well, this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. These are the facts, as they say, and we're grateful that the founder and president of American Faith is with us to, you know, to share the knowledge, because knowledge is power. Phil Hotzenfeller continues with us after the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nanoscience. Pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
There it is, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and here he is, Phil Hotzenfeller, president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills. Phil, real quick before we talk about U.S. and China economy, God is in control, and he is moving here in the midst of all this stuff, vaccine mandates, COVID, open borders. We see a country unraveling right before our very eyes, which is heartbreaking. I mean, today we got people conflicted over not whether or not they should be celebrating Columbus Day or original Inhabitants Day or whatever they call it. Yeah, I mean, it's just that we're just, as you talked about, we're in this upside down world that we find ourselves in, and going, what is it going to take to get everybody's head on straight and for us to reclaim, our country and our heritage?
If logic worked in this day, this would be a no-brainer. The problem is, when people react emotionally and apart from logic, it's hard to get anywhere because the arguments become circular. Let's just talk about something big like China. How about China? Okay, I'm going to give you a few stats real quick, and I think this will be helpful. Right now, 30 million acres of American farmland is owned by foreign investors. That's 2.2% of all American farmland. Okay, translate that out, Phil. Well, that's an area the size of Mississippi or Pennsylvania. China owned 191,000 acres in 2019, which is an increase on farmland ownership tenfold. So 25% of total foreign investment in U.S. Residential real estate is China. How about that one? Bloomberg, biggest contributor altogether. Bloomberg invested in China, refuses to ever say anything negative about China because they have $150 billion in the Chinese bond fund, and 159 of those countries that they're invested in, all that control is directly back to the Chinese Communist Party. Okay? Let me give you a couple more real quick ones. That way we can chat. Right. CNN is the property of Warner Media, which is closely tied to the People's Republic of China. They have a $50 million investment deal with the People's Republic of China. Specifically, this is an investment in China Media Capital. 97% of all antibiotics, okay, they come from China. The last penicillin factory closed down in America in 2004. The medical device exports doubled to $30 billion in 2019. And what's the threat? To weaponize its medical monopoly to cripple the United States healthcare supply system. There you go, bottom line.
It's like we're being backed in a corner here. All because of corporate greed to allow China, like as if there's some sort of friendly ally. I mean, how do you do business? I mean, what are you thinking when you do business with somebody who up front says, we want to be where you are? That means they want to come in and annihilate us and take over, our standing in the world. And think about it. As I mentioned to you, I ran into Dinesh D'Souza over the weekend, and Dinesh had presented a documentary, which he says, by the way, he's moving away from documentaries now and going into, some more, a different type of storytelling format, more traditional movie format, and which should be exciting to see what he comes up with. But the documentary that he did was all based on what if America did not exist. What would happen? What would America be like if the principles of America were no longer in play? And what would the world look like?
Right.
And the way this is unfolding, we could very well find out.
Yeah, and I think that's true. There's two things that I really rest on. One is the spirit of the American people, and you're already seeing a pushback. That all those airline cancellations by Southwest, if you check all the weather reports, there's no way those were all tied to that. Yeah. This is a walkout. Mm. They've fired enough employees, they've discouraged enough employees, and there's enough employees that have had it. Well, that's spirit of the American people. The testing, I don't know if you saw the testing van in Manhattan that was basically, they had to run for their lives because they said, you're going to be testing us here on the streets on COVID. Right. And so I think really, really strong. I don't think we've seen the force of that even get started. My prediction is 6 months from today, it's going to be a tidal wave against this administration, who already has a 30+% approval rating. How about that one?
Exactly.
And then the second thing I rest my hat on is God Almighty and his ability to navigate us through challenging moments and force Christians to do something really unusual. How about pray?
Yes.
And if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked way. It doesn't say the world. It says the people that are called by my name. They're the ones where God puts the onus on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I'm reading Jeremiah, and all throughout Jeremiah right now, it's the warning. I mean, God is saying, hey, here's what's going to happen. Here's all these bad things. Jeremiah, tell the people what's going to happen to them. And then, you know, a couple of times he says, but if they'll turn to me, I'll keep them from what's going to happen. But if they don't, if they continue on with this idolatry and this sin, then my judgment is going to occur. And of course, as we know later on in the book, it gets to the point where God tells Jeremiah, don't even pray for these people anymore. They're forsaken. Just let them go. You know, I said it was going to happen. It's a fait accompli. And I'm wondering, Phil, sometimes as I'm praying to God, please don't let us get to that point where it's just a done. I mean, I know you're sovereign and you'll do what you have to do. It's your will to be done. But if possible, you know, if the people can come together and as you say, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which, you know, and I mentioned this before, Phil, I think that some pastors and some churches and people, you know, we've heard that 7:14 for so long, 2 Corinthians, that they almost think like, oh, you know, it's not relevant. Oh, my God, it's relevant. Oh, is it relevant? Yep. And that is the prescription, because it would only be irrelevant, if I could say that, make up my own word here, if we were already healed. But we're far from being healed. We still need to come to that point where we come to God and say, God, I get it. I'm a sinner. We've blown this. We need you, and humble ourselves and look to him. And then he will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. But we have to follow God's prescription, because he's exact. There's specific things that we must do, as you say, you know, those who are called by his name.
Amen. Amen. And I think some verses become too common, and we don't feel the impact. You know, John 3:16 has
yes.
become common to people, and you don't feel the impact. I think the Chronicles one is the same way. And we have to go back and say, God, speak to me. Give me, you know, speak into my spirit, into my heart. How do I implement that? Well, you know, something simple. Let's just say this to all the listeners. Every time you listen to this show, when you get done, take 2 minutes and pray for your nation, okay? Tie it in with something else that reminds you. And I'm not saying a two-minute prayer is all you need to do. I'm just saying find something that works, and if you take the collective number of minutes where you've got an audience of, let's say, 1 million-plus that are praying that every Monday or every day or whatever they do, that's a lot of prayer time right there.
Exactly. No, it's powerful. That's why I appreciate, you know, I think about the Catholics. Every Saturday and Sunday, they pray the Lord's Prayer. Around the world, they're praying the Lord's Prayer. You've got to appreciate that is very powerful. Now, my prayer is that in praying the Lord's Prayer, like you say, we pray it with fresh revelation. Because the Word of God is fresh. It's His daily Word, isn't it? Fresh every day.
Amen.
Very cool.
Amen.
Bill Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith. That's where you want to go, AmericanFaith.com, to be in the flow of the know. Thank you, Phil. God bless, buddy.
Last year, there was very little flu during the COVID pandemic. This year's flu and COVID are both projected to be widespread, and fever is a leading sign of both. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. So use the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 published clinical studies. COVID vaccines alone may not fully protect you from the coronavirus. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just 2 days after the Southwest Pilots Union asked a federal judge to block the company's vaccine mandate, the airline canceled 1,800 flights this weekend, blaming bad weather. The FAA said bad weather and staffing issues in Florida contributed to a few hours of flight delays on Friday. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard slammed President Biden's immigration policies on Fox News Saturday, which she said had serious humanitarian and national security consequences. National Guardsmen are being fired upon by people on the Mexico side of the border.
That these drug cartels, these human traffickers, they are incredibly emboldened to the point where they feel that they can do this without consequence. The Biden-Harris administration has an open door policy at the borders, and it doesn't matter how many times Secretary Blinken or Kamala Harris or anyone from the administration says, don't come across the border.
USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Do you know this month is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month? As a matter of fact, it is. And we're going to be talking with a survivor who wants us to know about sudden cardiac arrest. Only one in 10 individuals who experience sudden cardiac arrest outside the hospital will survive. You get that number? One in 10. SCA is the third leading cause of death in the U.S., with 1,000 people each day experiencing SCA outside of a hospital setting. This according to the American Heart Association. For individuals experiencing SCA, quick response is critical for survival. In fact, for every minute that passes, survival decreases by 10%. Now, Steve Ryan is in his teenage daughter, Caitlin, know this firsthand. In 2020, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, Steve suffered cardiac arrest while golfing with Caitlin in Tampa, Florida. Caitlin immediately jumped into action, performed CPR, which ultimately saved her father's life. Steve joins us now. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, what a day. I mean, you're sitting there with your daughter sitting. You were playing golf with your daughter, and that just had to be a wonderful time, and everything's rolling along. And then suddenly, you're dealing with a sudden cardiac experience here. Tell us the story.
Yeah, so we were out on the golf course, and I experienced a sudden cardiac arrest, which is where your heart suddenly stops beating, leading to lack of blood flow to the body. So, you know, I woke up in the hospital 3 days later with a nurse asking me if I knew why I was there, and I really didn't know why I was there. She said, you were on the golf course with your daughter, Caitlin, and you had a sudden cardiac arrest. She performed CPR and is a true hero because she saved your life. Caitlin learned CPR in middle school on a stuffed animal, so she had the background to know what to do and to have confidence doing it.
You know, and that's something to point out. I mean, here it is, you know, the training that you have, you know, first aid training like this is so critical, and it's so basic and commonsensical. I mean, thank God she still remembers that, and it's not necessarily something that we practice on a monthly, daily basis and that, but it's interesting how that comes into play and how we suddenly remember what we did with that stuffed animal back then, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, so luckily she, the Catholic school that she went to in middle school, they trained their kids on CPR, and you know, at that time, now they have the dummies that you can practice on and tell you if you're doing it right. But at that point in time, they just had the kids do it on a stuffed animal. So just enough to give her the confidence to do it.
Steve, what are the common signs or symptoms for sudden cardiac arrest?
So some of them are, you know, dizziness or a fast heartbeat, obviously loss of consciousness. I didn't remember having any of those, but, you know, I could have and just not remember, but I was very fatigued that day.
Wow. And so, yeah, and all of a sudden you're three putting, and you never three putt. I mean, this doesn't happen, so something's got to be going on here, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I always four putt.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you. So explain to our audience the difference between SCA and a heart attack.
Yeah, so they're drastically different. So think of the analogy of, you know, your heart is kind of like a home. So you have a couple different systems there. You have a plumbing system and you have an electrical system. So a heart attack is where your plumbing system gets clogged and so blood is not getting to some or all of your heart and causing issues there. Causing a heart attack. A sudden cardiac arrest is an issue with the electrical system, where the electrical system may have be telling the heart to beat at a, you know, really dangerously fast rate and then eventually shut down.
Well, we're talking with Steve Ryan. He is a survivor of SCA and here to share his experience and how we can be helped by his experience. So what can listeners do if they're experiencing or noticing someone else experiencing these symptoms, Steve?
So absolutely call 911. This is a very dangerous situation. If you see someone else that's experiencing these symptoms, call 911 and start CPR if they're unconscious and don't have a pulse. And, you know, 911 will obviously walk you through what needs to be done. You know, they were great. But I encourage everybody to learn CPR because you need to have that foundation just to give you the confidence to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And it might be a good checkup just if it's been a while since you've gone to a CPR class. It's not going to hurt you. I mean, go get a little tune-up and, you know, get retrained on it. That's not going to hurt because, you know, the fact of the matter is when this suddenly happens, you know, whether it happens to you, I mean, you would want somebody nearby who knows how to apply CPR because Caitlin is Steve's daughter and she's close to Steve, so she's not she may not be readily available for the rest of us. So, you know, this is something that we can do for ourselves and for each other. Right, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so I encourage you to learn CPR. You know, so I don't have people over my shoulder all the time. So now I actually have a defibrillator implanted in my chest. So it's basically right below my collarbone. Mm-hmm. It's a small battery powered device that has a lead that goes into the heart that's constantly monitoring my heart. So if I go into that dangerously fast rhythm again, it'll send an electrical impulse to get me back on track. So luckily I don't have to bring Caitlin wherever I go anymore, and you know, I can kind of have some autonomy to go where I want.
Well, yeah, but I mean, here's your daughter. What she must have, you know, what went through her mind as she's sitting there, you know, drawing back from something that she learned in grade school to save her father's life. I mean, boy, she's got to be one special daughter.
Yeah, she's a heck of a kid, I can tell you that. She's calm, cool, and collected. You know, hats off to her. I'm just very impressed. Yeah, it's hard to believe when you raise a kid and they're 15 years old and they're the ones taking care of you.
Yeah, here it is. How has this experience changed your life, Steve?
You know, I mean, my outlook on life, I'm just so appreciative of every day and you know, I just love talking to people. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's just a different situation. You know, I'm thankful I have my ICD to keep me going. So that's, you know, my little reminder of, you know, when things are, life gets busy and you just kind of tap your chest and go, you know, it's really small things compared to what could be going on.
Steve, I know for you, you are out there and even coming on the show today to talk about this, to raise awareness of SCA, and you do so in your community as well. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we really wanted to kind of help get the word out about early CPR and raise awareness of sudden cardiac arrest, and so Caitlin kind of took the lead and coming up with a charity golf tournament called the Chip In for Sudden Cardiac Arrest. So all the proceeds from that event went to the American Heart Association and the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation, which they both work really hard to educate, you know, the public on how to respond to cardiac events. So we raised over $31,000 for those two charities in last year's golf tournament.
So you're back on the golf course.
You know, I don't. Caitlin is quite a bit, and she really kind of puts me to shame. So I don't really golf with her too often, but I've gone out a few more times since then. So.
Well, that's always good that you can get back and have some fun like that, and especially even if it's nine holes with your daughter, I'm sure real special times there. Steve Ryan, what advice would you give to listeners who have had a cardiac episode and are anxious about what's next?
So I'd encourage you to talk to your doctor and see what the best solution is for you. For me, getting an ICD implanted is just great peace of mind, knowing that if I was to experience another sudden cardiac arrest, that would be my safety net to keep me alive. So, just talking to your doctor is really what you need to do.
Well, he's a sudden cardiac arrest survivor, Steve Ryan, and thank God for that, and thank God for his daughter, Caitlin, who was there on that day and that round of golf. Steve, remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Yeah, so if you want some more information on sudden cardiac arrest and other rhythm disorders, you know, go to medtronic.com/sudden cardiac arrest, which is all one word, and there's some great information there.
Well, thank you, Steve. Appreciate the time. Be well.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got from PluggedIn.com, Focus on the Family's Adam Holtz. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Great weekend. We got a chance to, you know, kept telling our audience. I was hanging around a bunch of independents and conservatives and Republicans, and most of us were laughing. You know, it was good to be around people, even talking politics, that you could laugh about, you know. This is the sad thing about those on the left. They've lost their sense of humor.
Well, we got to laugh a little bit because, frankly, there are moments where it feels like it's the only thing keeping us sane, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're told it's the best medicine, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. And I would say, I would take it even a step further, or maybe a step sideways. Laughter is part of what makes us human. And I think that in the culture conflict, culture wars that are happening right now, they're deeply dehumanizing. Because we just trade verbal volleys with, you know, the enemies on the other side so often. Mm-hmm. And so often it's not face-to-face. It's not in a real conversation with a real human being. Mm-hmm. And it's dehumanizing. And I think that there is something about laughing together that diffuses that, you know, that impulse to vilify the other side. And
well,
certainly,
it kind of checks you. It checks you a little bit.
Well,
because,
yeah.
You know, when you were in school and somebody said something was rather knuckleheadish, you know, somebody would step up and, you know, kind of put them in their place. And the peer pressure kind of, you know, put the guy back into line or the gal back into line, which, you know, what harm did it do? You know, now, because everybody's so sensitive and we're so, you know, our emotions are so overtaxed because of social media and all, you know, you can't even say to people, well, I'm celebrating Columbus Day today because that's what I've traditionally celebrated. Oh, God, no, you can't be saying that, you know, today is, you know, you run against somebody else that has some indigenous, you know, concerns. And, you know, that somehow, you know, trumps anything that we've been celebrating for years. You know, that set aside Columbus bad, indigenous people all good, I guess.
Well, and it starts to get to you after a while. I was watching Sunday Night Football last night with the Chiefs and the Bills, and they started out with a segment pounding the huge drum and, you know, everybody doing the tomahawk chop. And my first thought was, I'm surprised that they're still doing that in 2021, you know?
Exactly.
And yet it's, I'm going to say something that may be a little controversial. I don't think it's intended to demean anybody. It's just, it's a tradition that they have there. Now, certainly, traditions can be problematic. That doesn't let them off the hook. But anyway, it was interesting to me that it was my first response was, you know, I guess the left hasn't gotten to Kansas City yet.
Yeah, well, the irony is, and I didn't know, because I don't watch the start of football games much anymore. My opinion is that, hey, look, if you don't want the flag there, then take the flag out. You know, don't you know, it doesn't need to be there any longer. And some places they're singing both the national anthem and the Black Lives Matter anthem.
Right.
You know, this kind of stuff. And I don't know if they did that, but it would be ironic that in one moment you're hearing Black Lives Matter anthem and then you hear the tomahawk chop.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, and I think culture by its very nature is messy, right? And cultural mores shift and change over time. And I think what we're seeing on the left is this attempt to enforce this broad, ever-expanding mandate on what is acceptable and what's not. And, heck, from day to day, you can't even keep up with it. I heard the other day somebody was commenting on the phrase, well, it's black and white. Oh, you can't say that because the implication is black is bad and white is good. I'm like, oh man! I mean, it's just
or just the opposite. Black is good and white is is bad.
Exactly. Yeah. But the implication was there are all of these phrases that were certainly never intended in a racist or a demeaning way. But language shifts, culture shifts, and you know, back to your original point, man. Can we all just take a chill pill and have a good laugh every now and then?
Exactly.
Which is not to say that we ignore important issues, but we need to give ourselves space to be human beings, too.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, this is all being pointed out or exacerbated by a very small percentage of people. I mean,
right.
Less than 10%. Some have estimated maybe 5% that is creating all this ruckus and has everybody off balance. Well, all it's doing is it's isolating people because conservatives that want to be able to have an opportunity to talk and pray and, say things that are on their heart and even to be checked up by people in their group in a loving way, they still want that freedom. And so they'll go to a coffee shop or they'll go to places where they have that sense of freedom where they can do that. Because otherwise, you're sitting there constantly. Well, like I was talking with one professor. And she teaches in California, and she has to read. What she was doing? She was a judge pro tem, and this was for a traffic court deal, right? And she had to read this disclaimer of this pronoun disclaimer. That how she identified herself and that, you got he, she, but there's some other pronoun that you have to respect in the context. But here she is as a legal authority in a courtroom and she has to read a prepared statement, that exonerates any kind of pronoun insensitivity or misunderstanding that could happen in the course of traffic court. Is that amazing?
No, it is amazing. And I think at some point, the whole thing just eats itself, right? I mean, I think the comparisons to the French Revolution that I have read are apt in that one minute you had a group of revolutionaries leading the charge. The next minute, they weren't revolutionary enough, and they were the next people to get executed. And it becomes this incredible shifting process by which nobody is good enough or pure enough to withstand the scrutiny of, you know, whoever is standing in judgment over them culturally.
Exactly. Well, and to your point, here's Black Lives Matter, here's Antifa, and they're useful idiots for the people that are trying to disrupt everything, you know, to a whole different agenda that has nothing to do with the Constitution, has nothing to do with freedom, has nothing to do with the American people, property rights, all these important issues that our country stands for, and ultimately Antifa and Black Lives Matter will be swallowed up, to your point. Whether it's the brown shirts during the Nazi era that
right.
served a purpose, and once that purpose was done, guess what? Bye-bye, brown shirts.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And again, standing for freedom means saying, well, wait a minute, let's stop. Can we have a conversation about where freedom is being trampled left and right, but mm-hmm. mostly left, right? You know?
Yeah. Well, the deal is you got 90% of the people, Adam, more than 90%
yeah.
of the people that understand that. They get that. But it's only the 5% of the warmongers and the ones that are shouting everybody down. They're the ones that are given an inordinate amount of accommodation by this administration. This is why, look what happened. Look what's going on with Joe Biden's polling.
Yeah.
I mean, not only are his policies just terrible, they're not even working. You know, it is putting the Democratic Party in such peril because they are insistent on selling something they couldn't even sell in the primaries to their own party. Only 30% approved of what they're selling. Now they're trying to jam it down everybody's throats. And if you don't do it their way, they've got their ways, just like with the Obama administration. Now Regulation Nation is raising its head. And when you look at, as we were talking with Adam Angieski earlier from Open the Books, when you look closely at the pages, that's 2,700 pages with thousands of regulations coming behind it. They're putting people large and in charge, and, you know, OSHA and other three-letter agencies, they're empowering them to find people up the yin-yang, and when you've got them coming at you like that, forget it. They're going to take your business. They're going to crush you until you comply. And by the time you comply, you're nothing. You're reduced to a crumb of toast.
Right. Well, you know, we've seen that with, you know, the case of the baker in Denver who has not wanted to do Jack. I'm totally blanking on his last name. But he has... you know, he's gone to court multiple times. You know, he was exonerated once, so what do? Well, let's do it again. So even when they're not successful, you know, there is this attempt to crush people underfoot. And I think, obviously, we're seeing that, you know, in my bailiwick, too, in the entertainment era and world, all of these values, all of these mores are coming at us. And that's why I think for those of us who have kids at home, we have got to be thinking critically about the worldview and the ideas and the values of everything coming at us, because it is being rammed down our throat. I was just looking at the news before you called, and the new Superman, who is Jonathan Kent, Clark Kent's son, is coming out as gay. And so it just feels like, you know, here's another example of an agenda that's being promulgated media-wide and culture-wide.
Can somebody open up the gates once and for all? Just say, hey, everybody wants to be gay. Come out. Let's get over this, you know. There was somebody else that announced that they were gay here, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And I go, it's almost passé anymore. You know, you missed the bus, and that's already gone. It's away from the culture. Jack Phillips is who you were talking about. I remember Jack as well, the baker.
Yep.
Anyway, all the movies, DVDs, cultural issues right there. From Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.